today we are back with another episode of The Brave Plug. We are joined by Lozi and soon-to-be Dr. Palesa. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Today we are speaking on bravery in academic studies. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
That's an honor.
Yeah, so I think if we could start, just some background on what you guys are studying, what year are you in, how's it been so far? Lozi, if we could start with you.
Okay. I'm studying a Bachelor of Science in Biomedicine, studying at Edgevoss.
Sure.
I'm a first year.
Okay.
Okay, now.
I can say it's been quite a tough year. It has really challenged me in terms of academia and as well, you know, managing my time, my personal life. It's been really tough, but I can say by the grace of God, I'm still here.
Still standing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm currently in my first year of PhD.
Okay.
At the University of the Free State. It's in genetics, but it's specializing in molecular biology and bioinformatics.
Mm.
And so far, it's been good, waiting for the challenges to catch up.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, can you give us a breakdown of what you meant by your title?
Those are big words. Yeah. Those are big words.
Well, this question is always difficult because I don't know how to break it down.
Okay.
But maybe if I can start from the beginning. So I did a BSc in genetics and zoology.
Okay.
And then I did an honors and master's in genetics. So what happened during my master's degree is I had to use a lot of computer science, basically.
Yeah.
And the term that we use for the combination of computer science and genetics is bioinformatics.
Okay.
Yeah. So now molecular biology is just genetics. It's in the lab techniques like PCR, like really tiny, tiny, tiny molecular level to the cell level.
Mm.
And that's basically it. So it's molecular biology, you're in the lab, and bioinformatics, you're on the computer doing, analyzing what you did in the lab.
Okay, now I understand.
as long as you understand.
So, ladies, can you tell us a little bit about how you maintained focus? You both are actually in first years, but in completely different worlds, right? So how do you maintain focus? As you spoke about social life, I know that people sometimes say that there is no social life.
Yeah.
The moment you enroll into something.
Yeah.
So tell us about how are you maintaining your life and you know, how are you maintaining focus?
Yeah, so in the beginning, it was difficult to find that balance of having a personal life and your academics as well. But one thing I've found of maintaining focus is setting my goals.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier for me to set the short-term goals that achieve the long-term goals.
Yeah.
So when we sit and we focus on one thing that we need to take off the list, it makes it a lot easier to complete that list.
Mm.
But I also live by one verse in Proverbs 21, verse 5, and it tells us that when we're planning, it makes us wise.
Yeah.
So that planning, and it helps me maintain my focus because at the end, I'm going to reach the end of my plan. Mm. I'm going to reach my goal.
Mm.
And with the grace of God, I can say I'm reaching my goals.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Awesome. Yeah.
For me, it is a little bit different. So at the beginning of a degree or a task or whatever, it's always easy to focus because you're still excited.
Yeah.
But once the frustrations and the distractions now
come in, it's
almost impossible. But I like the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus, where if you look at her life, she faced so many personal challenges throughout her life. And it got worse when she had to now give birth and support Jesus through his ministry up until his crucifixion. But she was so steadfast in the promises of God and God's ultimate plan, that she focused just on being a mother to him instead of trying to, don't go there, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So she basically proved that you are able to remain focused during the frustrations and during the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important to manage your time well.
Yeah.
I know this is universal.
Yeah.
Organize, plan, manage. And when you do plan, stick to the plan.
Mm.
Well, not only will you thank yourself later for it, you'll feel as if you've achieved something, and that will give you more push, you know, more motivation to stay focused and still be, you know, engaged. Mm. So,
yeah. And I think in varsity, obviously, you can face distractions, peer pressure, and so forth. So how is taking on these challenges? What is it like? How do you cope with it? Especially even with failure. I mean, that can also creep in, you know, not necessarily in your marks, but just failure in general. How does that play in your uni life?
Honestly, when I look at challenging tasks, I know that it needs me to have some kind of prior knowledge or skill for me to face a new situation that I'm in. Sometimes we look at these tasks and they're like, okay, that's just hard. Do I actually want to do this? It's extremely overwhelming. But sometimes it's important for us to remember that we are capable of achieving the task, of getting through the challenge.
Yeah. Mm.
But sometimes we also need a greater challenge.
That's
you know, it needs to be tougher.
Yeah.
Taking on new subjects or, you know, new courses, new modules, something that will help us build our problem-solving skills, critical thinking skills. They also help us build perseverance as well and our endurance. Because Galatians 6 verse 9, it tells us that we reap what we sow. So when you choose those tougher subjects, when you choose that harder module, you push yourself outside your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So you'll end up learning how to persevere and commit to the difficult subjects. And in the end, you also end up with new experience, new growth.
So how did you ladies kind of, I mean, you were pursuing great things, right? So you were being brave out there and showing up, I guess, for yourselves, but also for the glory of God, right? So how did you then kind of overcome self-doubt whenever it would come? Because I know that the enemy can sometimes whisper to us and tell us maybe that maybe you're not the best candidate for this or whatever the case may be. So how do you kind of still continue to believe in your own capacity whilst you are in a place where you're dealing with complex matters and you're solving for something?
Okay, so self-doubt in academia is actually a big thing, and it's often overlooked completely.
That's true.
And I'll tell you a story. So during my master's degree, my supervisor would send me to seminars and workshops, and it would be a room full of experts and established scientists. I'll probably be the youngest and only master's student there. And during the breaks, we'd be mingling, and they'll ask you, so what are you doing? And I'll be like, instead of saying, I'm wrapping up my master's degree, I would say, I'm about to start my PhD.
Okay.
You know, I felt I have to overcompensate for my self-doubt and hide that I'm this little person in this big room. And it hit me at some point that if this person is sending me into these rooms knowing what they're like, there must be something that he sees in me that I'm not seeing. And I can't help but resonate to the story of the woman at the well when Jesus asked her for water and she was in disbelief. She said, how can you ask me for water?
Yeah.
And that reflected her feelings of unworthiness, you know, her self-doubt.
Yeah.
But at the end of their encounter, she found a new sense of belonging, a new sense of worthiness.
Yes.
And with my experience having been that person, I always feel like I want to, as I grow academically, be, you know, a pillar for those who feel like they don't belong.
Mm.
And it's tough being in that, doubting yourself. And sometimes you just need that one person to believe in you so immensely that you start questioning why you're doubting yourself.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Wow, that's good.
So self-doubt, we all deal with it. It just takes that, it comes from within to say, you know what, I'm here for a reason. God wouldn't have let me be here if I didn't belong here.
Exactly.
So I'll just let him work through me and just continue to show his glory and his grace.
Sure. Yeah.
Amen.
And I think if we can go to a more practical route now, what practical tips would you give students out there, you know, that's maybe, like we said, facing challenges, failing? How would you help them or give them tips on how to overcome?
Mm. So the first one I would say is not comparing ourselves to others.
Yeah.
I find that when you're in a class, and you're sitting with peers around you and you're like, oh, this person, you know, has achieved greater than I have. Look at my achievement. You tend to look down on your own achievements.
Sure, yeah.
So that's when self-doubt creeps in. So I would say rather focus on yourself. Focus on the goals that you set. Mm. And you'll see that you're actually achieving your own milestones.
Mm. That's good.
Another one is trusting that you have studied to the best of your abilities.
Mm.
With the help of the Holy Spirit, obviously.
Yeah.
Because with his grace, with him, you receive his wisdom as well.
Yeah.
And you are able to understand those complex questions and topics.
Mm.
As well as reaching out to your peers as well. It doesn't have to be strictly, you know, an educator or somebody above that.
Yeah.
It can be someone who you relate to day to day.
Yeah.
Maybe they understand what you don't understand and it's easier for them to explain to you.
Yeah. That's good, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I like that. It's very practical, right?
Yeah.
I remember I've always heard Pastor G speak about this topic or this concept of failing forward.
Yeah.
That even, I guess, even if in our state of mind when we believe that we haven't reached a certain place, or even if we just meet failure in our journey, we can always kind of succeed in saying, okay, what did I learn from this?
Yes.
And I guess even in an environment where you have the opportunity to learn from people around you, we can always ask ourselves the same thing of like, okay, what might I learn from the next person in their achievement? You know, what is different in the way that they deal things and what can I learn? And once you've learned it, you can ask yourself again, can I take this for myself?
Yeah.
Should I just leave it to them? You know, so that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that with challenges, I have the simplest but most effective and efficient method.
Okay.
So when you get overwhelmed, you feel it, right?
Yeah.
So what you have to do is take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to sound cliche, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not only are you affirming and confirming that I can do this, but you're also inviting God's strength to come and help you do whatever that is. So it becomes a much smaller problem and it becomes simpler to complete or achieve that goal.
Awesome.
And ladies, is there any words of encouragement or any last words you want to say?
I would say to all those girlies who want to also join us in STEM or whatever academic course they go into, is stick with it.
Yeah.
It's tough in the beginning. It's going to test you. You're going to feel like you're not good enough. You shouldn't be where you are. just know that God is with you. There's a reason why you are where you are.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have put you in a position to excel if he didn't know you couldn't do it.
Your capability, yeah.
So it's a thing of putting faith in God, because as soon as you don't have faith in the Lord, you doubt immensely.
Mm.
And that leads to self-doubt, you know, thinking that you're not good enough to be there. Another verse they can read is Matthew 21, verse 21.
Yeah.
If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do the impossible.
Yes.
So I would say stick with it. It's only tough in the beginning. It gets easier afterwards.
Yeah.
Mm. To those same girlies you're talking to. Academia is overwhelming.
Yeah.
But if I did it married with a child, full-time, and completed it on time, you can definitely do it as well.
Yeah.
And I speak specifically to my girlies in the communities where there are no tangible examples. Mm. I do hope that I become that for them to say, she did it, I can do it too. And that's, for me, that's the most important reason that keeps me going. To say there's a young boy or a young girl somewhere watching and waiting for me to fail so that the older generations can say, I told you so, that doesn't work, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to break these barriers so that they don't have to.
Mm. Wow, we're breaking generational things.
Yes, and you do have a social life.
Oh, you just retrack. No,
I wish to get this.
You do.
You'll get there.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, for being brave in academia and for being examples. Mm. Definitely, people are going to watch you and they're seeing you today sharing about the challenges, but they know that one day they'll succeed.
Yeah.
So thank you, ladies, and may God be your grace and be your fortitude.
Thank you for having us.
Keep thriving, ladies.
Definitely.